Hey, and welcome to Philo Dialogues. This is the place where we dive into the minds of entrepreneurs, creators, publishers, and innovative thinkers. Whether you're starting a business, exploring field marketing, or wanting to take to the next level, join me as we explore digital insights and tactics shaping the future together. Today, I'm excited to welcome James Tappenden, Event Director of Affiliate Summit, the world's largest affiliate marketing conference. Affiliate Summit brings together thousands of people from around the world, affiliates, advertisers, networks, and service providers. It's the main place for networking, learning, and staying up to date with the industry. James is known for connecting people and spotting trends that help the affiliate marketing community grow. Welcome to Affiliate Dialogues, James. It's a real pleasure to have you here today.
No, thank you. I'm really excited to be on here. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to start with the quick questions. So we're going to get to know you a little bit better. First question is London or Las Vegas?
Definitely London for me. Obviously, slightly biased as it's where I'm born and bred. But I love Vegas, but in short bursts.
Fair enough. AI Summit or Affiliate Summit?
It's got to be Affiliate Summit for sure.
And third question is long-term planning or day-to-day problem solving?
So whenever this one comes up, I do cheat a little bit. I think my role, it really flits in between the two. If I had to choose, maybe day-to-day problem solving eats it. But it really is a mix of the both.
All right. And James, your journey to Affiliate Summit is really fascinating. Can you tell us how you first got involved in affiliate marketing?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm from the events side. Events has been my background from everything from healthcare to AI and technology. So a little while ago, I used to run quite large scale AI and tech events. And then I moved into smaller kind of niches where it was a lot more partnership led, a lot more personal connections, which I absolutely loved. And about a year or so ago, I was kind of looking for my next challenge, and a role at the Affiliate Summit popped up, which seems like the perfect crossroads of the two, kind of large scale, complex industry that's fast moving, lots going on, but it all hinges around partnerships and people and connections and that sort of thing. Yeah, it felt like a bit of a no-brainer for me to go and give it a go, and here we are.
All right. And also, like, giving your background in business development and also events, as you said, like in management, how have these experiences shaped the way you approach the challenges of running a global affiliate event today?
Yeah, good question. Mm. With business development kind of being the last decade or so, what I kind of find in Affiliate Summit is people are always looking for the kind of next thing, and the whole point of affiliate marketing, right, is to be generating revenue, is to be growing, and if it's not a partnership that's delivering, then it shouldn't be a partnership. So that background in kind of business development sales kind of led really nicely into an industry that just wants to keep growing. People want to be shooting for the stars. So being able to almost speak that language and have that conversation around, okay, you know, what are business goals? Where are you looking to go? Who do you need to meet? How do we need to approach that? Really helps me kind of land into the market relatively easily. My very, very first experience with the affiliate performance industry, I guess, is I was at Affiliate Summit West before I'd even started the role. I kind of dropped in to check it out and see what it was all about. And obviously there is so much going on. But what I found really interesting and really nice is that everyone in the industry is open to talk, to connect, to kind of educate me in a lot of ways, especially in those early times. But if you ask someone a question, they kind of give you time of day and their perspective on things. So background in business development kind of helps that, and the events and events management, obviously I'm still on the events management side, but having that experience with quite large and fast moving industries has also been super, super helpful here, because there's always something new every week.
That sounds really interesting and inspiring. I also want to know, since you came kind of fresh back from the last Affiliate Summit, which was in Las Vegas, which took place from January 12th to 14th, and you just came back, and so you can maybe tell us a bit more practical insights. What were the key themes and conversations dominating this year's event.
I think you'd be amiss not to kind of say AI first and foremost. That seemed to be the thing that dominated a lot of the sessions on the content, a lot of the breakout sessions, but also a lot of the conversation on the floor. And you know, we have around 200 exhibitors in our meat market, for example. You wouldn't go two or three booths without there being some sort of AI mentioned, embedded in their tool or some sort of offering that now includes AI. So that was kind of one of the big overarching talking points. The main thing and my kind of takeaway, especially from those kind of conversations on the floor or maybe in some of the workshops, was that people are kind of moving away from the general AI hype. Like, you know, it's kind of been around for a little bit now. A lot of companies are becoming AI proficient. So what individuals and what companies and what scaling companies want to really know is actually, what does it mean for me? Like, I want to know about tools that are specific to my role, to my focus. You know, if I need to find more publishers, what are the AI tools that can help me do that? What are the AI tools that can help me, track the performance of certain partners? We're definitely moving away from this, or you've got kind of what I would call AI proficient companies and companies that, yes, we're using AI, to AI native companies who are just doing it business as usual and it's embedded into what they're doing. And then job titles and people who are, again, not necessarily impressed by AI being part of a package and offering, unless they can talk to how it's specifically useful for them. The companies who 2 years ago or a year ago said, like, we're investing in AI, what we want to kind of hear from them is how it's been working from them. Like, if they announced it a year ago or 2 years ago, it's now kind of, okay, well, you know, what are the results from that? And how do we avoid the pitfalls? How do we come, you know, on the journey with you and maybe, you know, get a better understanding of which ways to go, based on, you know, your experience here. So AI was definitely a large focus. That's something else that kind of has been around for quite a while, but tracking and compliance and privacy, those were still big buzzwords on the show floor. So again, it shows that, you know, something that has been around for has been a question for a good few years now is still coming up with new developments and people still are still talking about what is the clearest way to attribute and what is the how do we get more and more transparent is the word I'm looking for. And especially from the brands, if you're talking to a lot of the brands now, especially, you know, your marketers on the show floor, we're moving away from this era where affiliate is kind of its own tucked away department and this person has to really justify every time they're looking for marketing budget to go to the boss. And it's actually now being brought more centrally and embedded into the marketing of especially these kind of large enterprises, almost to the point where there are certain elements, if we talk things like SEO and GEO, where it's like, okay, well, is this something that is still, it's sitting with the affiliate side, could we now bring it into the PR team? So it actually brings a really nice opportunity for affiliate marketers to actually own more of the space, kind of take charge in some of these newer areas like GEO. And they've really now got a seat to the table, because it's no longer a question of will affiliate perform for us. It's like, we know it performs. How do we get the best out of it? It's a kind of a ready-made. I think that's extremely exciting.
That's amazing. And do you feel like this was like a general energy or like a general conversation where you like also had this conclusion with the different people, or was it like a specific moment which was like standing out for you in the end, where was it like, okay, yeah, this is where we are right now and this is what we want, where we want to build on it? How was it?
Affiliate Summit, it is just one conversation after the other. You really are bumping into people that you've known for a little while, completely new people, whether you're in the corridor, whether you are in a workshop or on the show floor speaking to the exhibitors. So yeah, it's kind of a coming together of lots of little conversations across the 3 days, to be fair. I do my best to try and speak to a lot of the market. Like, again, a lot of the stuff from AI is very much agency led, and they're really pushing this need for their organizations to be AI proficient or be very specific about their AI offerings. The enterprise brands are usually relatively open to talking about how affiliate has been working for them. And again, this movement into becoming more within the central marketing team. And also, we saw just from our attendance as well, we see more and more enterprise brands coming, but also more people from the brands themselves, where again they may have sent one or two people. We're now starting to see three or four people coming to the show, because this now starts to fit more into into their wheelhouse. But yeah, very, very specific conversations on the show floor, especially from a lot of your compliance guys, a lot of your tracking, mm-hmm. A lot of your pay-per-call. And the thing is for them is just look, the quality, the compliance needs to be there. And that's what they're doing. And that's why they're there, because they can, they are there to generate leads. So like I said, a combination of lots of little conversations that kind of build into these bigger themes.
Amazing. When you look back, was there also like something which stood out for you? Like what did people love most about Vegas 26? Or also where do you see still room for improvement in future events?
As soon as we finish, or even before we finish the event, we're planning for the next one. We're taking feedback mm-hmm. on board. We're tweaking, we're changing, we're updating as much as we can. What's really nice about Vegas, for the most part, is what people typically ask for is just kind of more. They want more opportunities to meet. They want more, space on the show floor. They want to get more, in depth with the content. I think that's something I like to think we do a pretty good job of getting everyone from the industry there, giving them an opportunity to meet, whether it's at again at the party, whether it's at a workshop or something that's a bit more structured. I think what the industry is asking for on some sense is more kind of I suppose pure networking that is focused within their niche. So mm-hmm. at an event when there's 7,000 people, how do I find the 100 people that I need to connect with? I think that's kind of the next step. One way to do that is to have, again, that real in-depth conversation. Let's take 45 minutes to talk about, connected TV and really move past the kind of what is it into, takeaways and key actions that people can walk away with. Or, meetups that are, vertical focused or, again, what are the kind of the hottest areas and how can we bring these people together in a kind of authentic, personable way.
Okay, so I'm really excited to see how the next Affiliate Summit is gonna be. I also want to know a bit more about like the operation and the strategy behind, because I can imagine running such a big event must be really hard, really complex, a lot of challenges to understand a bit how it works and to really structure an event.
I mean, we're extremely lucky in the sense of the show has been running successfully for 20 odd years now. We have mm-hmm. people who shout about how many they've been to. I mean, some people have been to more Affiliate Summits than years I've been alive. So we're very lucky that we've got a really, really good base every year to start from. But saying that, we definitely don't like to sit back. We don't like to rest on our laurels at all. So again, as we kind of mentioned, as soon as we finish the show, or even whilst we're on site, we're making notes about the next event. Everything from the floor plan layout to the content that landed to features to designs. Where have we placed the coffee? That small things all the way up to kind of big trends and how we organise parties and awards and that sort of thing. So first and foremost is to kind of experience it, gather feedback, understand, test, see what works, see what doesn't work, and just make sure that whilst we're on site for those, typically the events in kind of 7, 8, 9, 10 days or so, but those 3 days especially, that we are speaking to as many people and gathering as much feedback as possible. Then kind of the respective teams. So we've kind of got the teams broken down into your business development, your logistics and operations, your marketing. We break it down to the team, and then they all kind of go away in their respective teams and kind of build on that feedback. Data mm-hmm. is extremely important for us, though. It's not just kind of gut build, this is what we think. It's like, okay, we spoke to X amount of people who said this, and this session was oversubscribed and 350 people in the room versus another session which maybe only had 80 in the room. Okay, so now we start to get a sense of what worked and what didn't work. So the individual teams, they go away and they kind of start planning and they start bringing it together whilst I start to look at kind of the overarching, where do we need to be for next year? Are there any key topics we missed? Are there any opportunities, any products that are missing that maybe other events are doing? Or where do we want to be kind of in 2 or 3 years' time? How do we start to get there? And then as a team, we come together and start to kind of, based on everyone's feedback and the data, we start to kind of build towards it. And again, we've got really good processes in place because we have done it year on year. But that's true for kind of any event. You kind of got to start with the audience, start with the attendees, and make sure that you've got you're either reflecting the market or at least or in our case you're kind of pushing it forward.
And maybe for anyone who didn't join the Affiliate Summit yet, what makes it different to like other B2B events, marketing events, or why do you think people keep coming back year after year?
it's seen as the event for affiliate marketing. It's where everyone goes to. It's where it's a really, really nice mix of deepening relationships with your existing partners. Anyone who books a meeting room, anyone who books a booth, they build out their calendar, full three days of meetings. It really is kind of the kind of flagship of the year. But over the last couple of years, what we've been really pushing is actually the opportunities for net new business. And this is seen especially at our show coming up in New York. It's a real push where people are coming to generate leads, is to build pipeline, understand what's going on at the market, but also kind of use that commercially. Like they're looking to deepen partnerships or make new partnerships and actually, you know, push their business forwards. As the market has moved on from, you know, affiliate maybe being this slightly outside marketing trend it's now kind of into the core marketing for the business. So affiliate summit works, and this is where you need to be to get the absolute best out of it and to make it commercially successful.
Very compromising. And also, like, the affiliate marketing landscape is constantly evolving, shaped by emerging technologies, as you already said, like AI, big topic, shifting advertisers, but also publisher behaviors, new marketing trends. How does this all, like, the behavior influence the overall concept and design of Affiliate Summit?
Yeah, very, very good question. This all comes back to us making sure that we're in touch with the market. Ask the customer success team, the marketing team, the content team. As things develop in the industry, we need to make sure that in some cases we're able to kind of predict it based on the conversations we have. And sometimes it's we understand how things unfold. So first and foremost, we need to be out and talking to the market. Now, let's take you know, the changes in SEO or GEO, for example, very much a hot topic of the last few months or so. So we need to be out there understanding what it means for businesses. Like, that's the key questioning. What do you see going on? How is it affecting you as a business? And depending on that feedback, we also then bake that into the event, because again, we're very lucky to have a lot of great strategic partners, a lot of companies we can reach out to understand what's going on. Based on that kind of that map, we're able to bake that into the content, what themes are going to be useful, what features are going to be useful. So having that feedback and being able to kind of sense which way the market is going to go, it allows us to plan essentially the next 6 months of the show.
If you have maybe also one tip as we're coming to closure for, like, publishers, advertisers and networks, how they can take advantage today for, like, future opportunities as we look maybe, let's say, in the next 2 years.
It's all about connections. It's all about people. It's all about partnerships, right? I think sometimes people can forget that a little bit, that it's about the partnerships people make. We're getting a lot better at being more transparent. We're getting a lot better at sharing data. But I think one thing the best companies I see do well is connect, is give people time of day, is get out there and speak. Again, we're lucky that we get a lot of brands coming to our event, a lot of e-commerce stores, a lot of themselves, and the most successful ones are the ones who are as transparent as possible, both with what they need and both of what they, you know, they don't need and what they're looking for. Those organizations that are curious and upfront with what they're looking to get out of events, webinars, meetings, people, or even their kind of goals for 2026 and beyond, they tend to get better feedback and kind of start to surround themselves with people who align with those goals. The very, very best, most successful companies, networks, agencies, publishers are the ones who are getting out there, who are having the conversations and also kind of explaining what they need. Yeah, we've seen it where there's organizations who attend the show with very specific needs or kind of goals they want to get away out of the show. And with 7,000 people attending, with, you know, across 3 days and a massive floor plan, unless they're kind of letting the world know what those goals are, it's very tough for them to find it out. So keep the connections going, keep the transparency. And I think that's how, whether you're new to affiliate or you have been in the industry for 20 plus years, that's how you're going to thrive in a very changing industry. Yeah.
Thank you so much for this last takeaway. I hope everyone is going to take it and also try to live the way you said it and implement it in their work or in their daily life. Thank you so much, James, for sharing your insights today. It was really interesting and inspiring. Do you have one last Word.
Obviously, thank you so much for having me on. And if anyone has any questions, you know, I like to practice what I preach. Come and find myself or the team at Affiliate Summit on LinkedIn, on email. We're always more than happy to have a chat. If you've got a question, if you're looking at which way to go, where to diversify, or even what's going on in the market, or, you know, how to get down to the shows, just reach out. We're always happy to have a chat. Feel free to add me on LinkedIn and reach out.
Nice. All right, thank you so much. I hope I see you soon, maybe in New York. I wish you rest great of the day.